Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are sharing with you on the subject of the present day ministry of Jesus Christ. Praise God, He's been raised from the dead. He's gone back to heaven. He's been inaugurated as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God the Father said, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Jesus is up there, seated at the right hand of the Father, and He has entered into a high priestly ministry. He is a merciful and faithful high priest. He's been touched with a feeling of our infirmities. He's been tempted in all points, yet without sin. And He is a high priest forever and with an unchangeable priesthood in this new covenant. There, He, as the high priest, is operating in a current ministry. And it's important that we realize the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6, it says that He is the mediator of a better covenant. He is the mediator. That's the one who brings God and man together to bring them to the place of being reconciled unto God. 1 Timothy 2:5 says there's one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. What brings God and men together? The man Christ Jesus. He is the Savior. That's why a person must receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior to be reconciled unto God. There's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. There's no salvation in any other, the Bible says. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, showing the fact that He is the mediator of the covenant. You know, Jesus was reconciling the world unto Himself, and that's exactly what He's done. Through the blood of Jesus, we now have a covenant with God. We have a new covenant, unbreakable, perfect covenant, praise God, and He's the mediator. And so this is why when you are ministering to people, they need to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. That's the first step to be reconciled unto God, because Jesus is the mediator, the one who is between God and men, praise God. A second aspect of His current ministry as the high priest is the intercessor. Jesus is the great intercessor. In Romans chapter 8, verse 34, it says that Christ died and He's risen again, who's even at the right hand of God, and He makes intercession for us. He makes intercession for us. As we bring our prayers unto Him, He receives those prayers, and He prays and speaks forth the Word of God before the Father and before the angels. In Hebrews chapter 7, because He has an unchangeable priesthood, it says there in verse 24 and 25 that those that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession, He will save them. He will deliver them. He will bring forth His promises. You see, He ever lives to make intercession for us. He's available to be our intercessor up there in heaven. We're the ones that have to pray and speak forth His word. And when we pray, we are returning the word unto Him through the high priestly of ministry of Jesus. This is why you pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Praying in the name of Jesus is bringing into operation the high priestly ministry of Jesus, who takes those things that we minister unto Him and sets them and presents them before the Father. Just as in the Old Covenant, the priests would come and bring whatever sacrifice or whatever offering they had unto the high priest, and then he would minister it to God. Now, we're the ones that are the priests now, and as a holy priesthood and a royal priesthood, we are to, everything we minister through the high priestly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. We minister the holy things unto Him. A third thing is that He is the advocate. The advocate. This means the fact that He's like a heavenly attorney in order to represent us. In 1 John chapter 1, in verse 9, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we've not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word's not in us. My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Who's our advocate? It's like our heavenly attorney. Jesus Christ the righteous. He is our heavenly family lawyer as such, and he's going to plead our cause when we confess our sins. And what's he going to do? He's going to take our sins. He's the one who's faithful and just, righteous, to forgive us our sins. He's going to cleanse us in the blood of Jesus Christ from all unrighteousness. He's the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, the Bible says. 1 John 1:7 says, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Praise God. He's the advocate, and he cleanses you. In fact, his cleansing just doesn't just do away with it. I mean, it eliminates it, so he doesn't even remember it anymore. Hebrews 8:12 says, I'll be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. Hallelujah. It is totally wiped out through the advocate, high priestly ministry of Jesus, our heavenly attorney, who is faithful and righteous to cleanse you from all your unrighteousness when you confess your sins. If you have sin in your life, confess it. Don't wallow in it. Don't continue in it. Confess your sins and receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. Praise God. This is so important that you do this. And God wants you to get rid of that sin consciousness because you have been cleansed. And if he doesn't remember your sins and iniquities anymore, why should you? Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1, talks about those that were offering up under the old covenant the sacrifices, that their offerings year by year could never make the comers thereto perfect. The reason was because of the fact that they could not be washed away of their sins. If that was the case, they wouldn't have needed to offer up any more sacrifices. But if the worshipers would have been once purged, they would have had no more conscience of sins. Well, in the new covenant, have our sins now been eliminated? Have our sins now been purged? Yes, Jesus has done it. When we confess our sins, we are cleansed, praise God. Our sins aren't covered over like in the old covenant. They are cleansed. And now we have no more conscience of sins in the new covenant. You should not be carrying a sin consciousness. If you are, that's the devil coming at you because you have been cleansed, praise God. A fourth area of the ministry of Jesus as our high priest is that he is the surety of the new covenant. In Hebrews 7, verse 22, it says this, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. A surety is a personal guarantor of the terms of the covenant. Just if someone would guarantee something, that's what Jesus is. He is the personal guarantor of the terms of this covenant. Otherwise, his word is going to come to pass. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. He says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God's word will always come to pass. Jeremiah 1:12 says, he will hasten my word to perform it. Matthew 24:35. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. My word shall not pass away. He's the guarantor that his word will always work. That's why you can trust him. You can trust his word. When you pray the word of God, he is the surety, the guarantor of this covenant. He's going to bring it to pass in your life. Praise God. The next area of his high priestly ministry is that he is the great shepherd. Jesus, remember, is the head of the church. And he is the great shepherd of the sheep, praise God. He's going to lead us and he's going to guide us. A shepherd leads and the sheep follow. That's why we're supposed to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4, it says this, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. He's the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ. Then in John chapter 10, verse 14, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. What does the sheep do? The sheep follow the shepherd very closely. And what is the shepherd's responsibility? The shepherd is one who herds, and tends, and guards, and protects, and guides, and watches over the sheep. That's exactly what Jesus does for us. In fact, 1 Peter 2:25 says, "You are a sheep going astray, but not anymore." It says, "But are now returned under the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Bishop refers to the overseer. The shepherd and the overseer of our souls. That's what Jesus does. That's why we've got to follow him closely. He's the overseer of your soul. That's your will, your intellect, emotion. That's why you got to get in the Word. Get renewed to the Word. And listen unto him and do exactly what he tells you to do at all times. Jesus is the head over the church. He's the head of the body of the church, the Bible says. And the Bible talks about that he's even given head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He is the great shepherd of the sheep. In fact, he's the Lord our shepherd. And boy, when he's your shepherd, you will not want, Psalms 23, you won't lack for anything. He says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. That's the prosperity of God, all your needs met. He leads you beside the still waters. The shepherd is going to bring peace in your life as he leads you beside those still waters first. And says that he's going to lead you and he's going to restore your soul. He's the restorer of our soul of all the areas where we've been damaged and bruised. And he's the one that's renewing us to the truth. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Praise God, the work and effect of righteousness will bring us quietness and assurance forever. He says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, that's the word is the rod and the staff's the Holy Spirit, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Jesus is with us through the valley of the shadow of death. There's a table right in the midst of all of our enemies, and his anointing's upon us, and his blessings are poured out upon us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's because we're going to follow him as the sheep follows the shepherd. Jesus, he's the mediator. He's the intercessor. He's our heavenly attorney, the advocate. He's the surety, the guarantor of the covenant that the word will always work and come to pass. And he's the great shepherd of the sheep. He's leading you and he's guiding you in the way that you should go. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close